Today we want to do something special for you. I hope some of you already, you came in today and you heard the bass and the guitar and you heard Don singing and playing and you said, finally, my music. So some of you I know are huge country fans. So anyways, we thank them for working on that and putting it together. Some of you just said, what in the world is going on? You know, so, but we just appreciate everybody that is here, especially those of you who are moms. We just want to honor you. Today we also want to have a special service we've never done at Journey before, but it's important in the life of our family. It's important in the life of children and young parents because we have many young parents. Many of you are young parents here. On any given Sunday, almost half of the number of people in here will also be in our kids' ministry. So the kids are having a blast. If this is your first time, your kids may not want to leave. And that's okay. They can come back next time. We would love to have them. But today we want to do something very special. And we want to introduce some families to you. And we also want just to have an opportunity to do what has become historically called a baby dedication. Now, I recognize that for some, you were wondering, what is a baby dedication? And at Journey, one of the things that we are huge believers in is that every person has to choose for themselves whether or not they want to follow Christ or not. However, what we can do is model for others what that looks like and give them the best opportunity to see an authentic example of a follower of Jesus. And so when we have children, and I know some of you in here have kids, I know that our kids sometimes drive us nuts. So we're also going to be praying for the parents, for their sanity. And for some of you that have older kids, we're praying that your sanity returns at some point, because I know it may be fleeting at times. But what we want to have an opportunity to do is to remember that, number one, God says children are highly important to us. And the fact that we are able to have children is a gift from God. And so we are thankful for that. In Matthew 19, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Children are so very, very important. But as many of you know, and what we know is, whenever two people have a child, they already feel outnumbered. Can I get an amen? Yeah. Now, when you have two children, you really feel outnumbered. And when you have three children, we start setting up counseling sessions for you. And one of the families we're going to introduce has three children. We have three children, so I'm ready to go to my counseling session as well. So why are we doing this baby dedication? If a person has to choose this for themselves, faith for themselves, what is this? In Deuteronomy chapter 6, Scripture tells us very clearly that we need to give an example for those that are coming up behind us. It says, "You shall love the Lord with the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates." Now, we know that living in this culture and living in the world that is just in chaos much of the time can be a daunting task for a follower of Jesus to raise a child in. In fact, there are people today that would even say, "I'm not sure I want to have kids in this kind of day and age." But what we know as a community of faith is that we are stronger together than we are apart. And what we know also about having relationships with other people is that you teach us and you invest in us, and that makes our lives better and it helps us to see the love of Christ. And so what we want to do in these next few minutes is give an opportunity for these young parents to make a commitment. Not that their child is going to be a believer. Only their child can choose that. But they are going to be choosing to dedicate their child to a life watching them live out life as a follower of Jesus and teaching them what that looks like and how they can do the same. And so it takes a village. We're going to make this a part of the village. But before we do that, I'd like to ask our families to come up. We have the Tripp family, Tim and Vanessa. They are triply blessed. And if you guys want to just come right here, it would be great. You don't have to get in the tub. Although if you need to, you can put the kids in the tub. That'll be fine. That'll keep them corralled. All right. This is Vanessa and Tim and Josh and Stephanie, if you would come up as well. This is Sean and Olivia, twins. And this is their big sister, Lila. And since this is our first dedication at Journey, they are choosing to dedicate all three children to the Lord and to demonstrate what it means to walk in faith with Jesus Christ. This is Josh and Stephanie Eskridge and their baby girl, Leilani. Aren't they cute? Don't you want one? If you would, they will probably loan them out. Or come see me, I will loan mine out to you. So both families have come today, and both families are excited to be parents, and they have just beautiful kids, and we're excited to have them as a part of our Journey Kids ministry. What I want to do first is, I'm going to come down there, so you guys can just look right there, and if they throw something, it'll be fine. If they spit, that's fine too. Actually, be more fun for everybody out here. So here's what I want to ask you to do. I want to give a charge to you guys, because you have embarked upon a journey with your children. You're all working hard. You are all providing for your children, demonstrating what it means to love each other, demonstrating what it means. Yes, you look so excited. And demonstrating what it means to have a family in the future. And while they may not realize they're learning that, they are learning that right now. So here's what I want to ask you guys. Will you promise and commit that you will demonstrate for your children what it means to know Jesus Christ, what it means to live the kind of life that he lived, to love others the way that he loved others, and to lead other people maybe one day to follow Christ themselves? Will you commit to demonstrating love within your marriage so that as they grow and as they begin to explore relationships with other people and they may take vows of marriage themselves, will you commit to demonstrate the kind of marriage that would honor God and show love between them? If you will commit to these things, would you just say, I will? I will. Excellent, excellent. Okay, here's what we want to do next. I know we have extended family in the room. If you are a family member of one of these children, would you just stand right now wherever you are? Awesome. Yes. Yes. We're so glad to have you guys. Okay, here's what we want to do. You know, and you know as well as I do, that it takes the whole family, right? It takes babysitters, overnight stays, somebody to call and say, help, what have we done? And they'll just say, they're doing exactly what you did to us. And that's not a good answer, parents. It's not a good answer, no matter how old you are. It may be true. It's not a good answer, okay? That's right. That's right. Family, will you commit to being available to these families? Will you give of your time and your love and your hearts? Will you encourage them when they need to be encouraged? Will you be there to support them when they need to be supported? And will you commit to demonstrate a life following Jesus as well? If you will do that, will you say, I will? Okay. I'm going to ask you guys to leave your seats and just walk up next to them. All right. Journey Community. Journey Community. One of the things God has instilled within us as followers of Jesus Christ is that we must be there for each other. It's not enough just to say it's their family, we'll deal with our family stuff, they'll deal with their family stuff. Instead, it takes us all being intertwined in each other's lives to support and encourage. And many of you are going to have these children in one of our Journey Kids environments, or maybe you'll be babysitting, or maybe you'll go out to lunch with them. Will you commit as a community of faith to encourage these families, to be here to support them, to love them, to help teach their children the principles of following Jesus Christ, to show them what it looks like to love others the way that Jesus loved? Will you show them what it looks like to live a life as Jesus lived his life? And will you help them to know how to teach others to do the same? If you are a part of our community, would you say, I will, if you'll commit to those things? Okay, if you're a Journey Community member and you would commit to that, I want to ask you to come forward. If you're our guest and you would like to stay seated, it's perfectly all right. Now, this is why you're coming up. Because part of the dedication is we want to give a dedication blessing and a dedication prayer over these families. But it is going to take all of us to do that. All right? So as Vanessa, Tim, Josh, and Stephanie, I hope you will look around and see that you have a support system that is here with you, that will be here for you. You can call on us, and we will be faithful as friends and helpers within your families. All right, let's pray together. Father, God, I thank you for these children. I thank you for Sean and Olivia. I thank you for Lila. And Father, I thank you for Leilani, that you have brought into this world, you have given to these parents. And Father, I pray that you would bless their lives, bless them with the care and the love that comes from you, that comes also from their mom and their dad, from grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, sisters, that they would experience that love fully. I pray that you would guide their steps as they parent and as their children walk. Father, I pray that you would be with them and comfort them in times of anxiety. And Father, when things inevitably will go wrong, I pray that you will just put your hand of care on them so that they can trust you and know that you are there. Father, we thank you for the opportunity as a community to be here with them. And Father, help us to love them fully, to support them wholly, and to encourage them constantly within their walk as parents and as a young family. We thank you for your Son who gives us life, who saved us from our sins, and who gives us the opportunity to live forever in the presence of our Creator God. Father, we thank you for your love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. If you would have your seat, families, before you go, before Tim and Vanessa and Josh and Stephanie walk away, just a minute. I know they're ready to go. We have a gift for you guys, and I want to tell you what the gift is and then kind of clear you out an aisle so you all can walk out. Deidre is going to be bringing you kind of a little bundle. And in your bundle, you have a little certificate, dedication certificate, that says that today you dedicated your child to the Lord. We also have a devotional book that we have used in our family. If you like to, the kids, can, if you want to pass off, you can. I know that can be stressful. It's always more stressful for the parent than it is for anybody else, okay? It's in that. We also have a devotional that we've used in our family, and we hope that you'll use it within yours. And then Vanessa and Stephanie, we have a Mother's Day gift for you that you can just take, a little devotional that you can take with you, as well as just a card from us, and then a first Bible for them. So that's just our gift as you help, and just thank you for being a part of our community and letting us be a part of your family.